WXLK HD.
Rono.
It's your K92 morning thing, Antoine Terrell. Good morning, Monica Brooks.
Good morning to you. Happy hump day.
Halfway through the week.
Yes.
Almost to the week. It feels like St. Patrick's Day weekend now. I understand St. Patrick's Day is actually this Friday.
Uh-huh. Party continues.
The parties from last weekend, it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had some concerned friends on St. Patty. Last weekend. And, I mean, in life. Some concerned friends.
Right.
They're concerned because I don't like a jacket.
No,
I don't wear a jacket. And I've heard from several friends that it's too cold outside. Like on Saturday, I was out and about and I had short sleeves on and I did not pack a jacket. I didn't bring a jacket along with me.
Which
it was a little chilly.
Which isn't smart.
No,
it wasn't
not.
Smart because Saturday was...
It was cold.
Really cold if you were outside. Now, if you were inside one of the venues, so like if you had an awful authors for the Shamrock Bash or you went somewhere else, inside was really warm.
Yeah, you were good to go.
A lot of people had a heat pumping. But as soon as you stepped outside those doors, it was freezing cold.
And see, that's my thing. I'm like, I'm going to be indoors. So as long as I hustle and get there... But it was I parked so far away.
Exactly.
It was miles away. I almost needed an Uber to get to my destination. Like, I'm like, this is taking a long time. Uh-oh.
There's not enough hustling to keep from being cold. I'm just sorry. There's not. You made a poor choice.
Yeah, but people run in their T-shirts and short shorts and stuff on a cold day.
Yes, when you continue. So when I go for my runs, right? The science says that I'm going to get 10 degrees warmer.
Yes.
When I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
You are not running.
You walk.
You might have a brisk walk. It's not running.
It was a little bit of a hustle. Sometimes I had to, you know, jump over a drunk person. I'm playing.
You ain't jump over.
I walked around.
Yeah, okay. You didn't jump over anything.
Oh, man. But I have on a nice light sweater today.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
And, I mean, today is going to be pretty chilly. Right now, it's 30 in Roanoke, 33 in Lynchburg, 27 and in New River Valley. Between the wind and the cold, I'm like, come on.
Now, yesterday
spring.
Was just rude.
Just get spring. I'm struggling.
Yeah, the TikTok time traveler, Eno is his name. Well, he says, you know, I'm coming with all the news. And usually it's not good news. Whenever, you know, we travel, they say, hey, we're going to travel to the future, and they bring back something that's usually not great.
There's never been, to that point, there's never been a movie about time travel where they've come back with good news.
No.
The future is always bleak.
Man, that sucks. Well, anyway, well, he says that we have an alien. We should expect a hostile alien named the Champion to swoop down to Earth, and he's going to take over the planet.
Okay, sounds good to me.
You're good. You're okay with that?
I mean, what am I going to do here? He's called the Champion, Monica. He's called the Champion for a reason. That means he's won championship belts. He beat The Rock. He beat Roman Reigns. He beat Marvin the Martian. We don't stand a chance.
That's it. He says, the Champion is going to come soon. And he said, now the time traveler, he said he did travel to the year 2671. He said, the world will end soon. And I'm sorry, guys, the Champion's going to take over and aliens will... We're basically going to be prisoners.
So 2671?
Yep.
Oh, I really can't. I don't care at all. Let him come.
but come on. Our, you know, kids, grandkids, great grandkids and
y'all better
all
find,
the children's.
Y'all better find y'all's Captain Planet. That's what I'm going to say.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
And the Scoopla is going to help you rest better.
I mean...
Because we need the rest.
Yeah. We want good sleep.
We lost...
We don't want to be tossing and turning either.
We lost that hour of time with daylight savings time on...
I'm okay with it.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Why are you okay with that?
Because we get more daylight.
We haven't really yet, though.
It was a couple minutes.
I don't feel like we got any yet. But I'm on your side. I do like that extra hour.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to take a nap, and we've talked about this all the time, but I'm just going to remind you, the perfect nap is 20 to 30 minutes long, okay? CNBC, like, they're legit. They're a real thing. CNBC talked to a psychologist who specializes in behavioral sleep medicine, and she said the sweet spot's 20 to 30 minutes. She said that's how long it takes to give you a boost in energy, help you focus, and improve your mood. Set an alarm for 30 minutes when you're trying to go to sleep.
Okay.
That gives you 5 to 10 minutes to fall asleep. And then 20 minutes of actual sleep time.
That's pressure. Like with 5 to 10 minutes, set an alarm clock for the pre-sleep. clock.
Yes, you like, gotta set a freeze.
You need that. Yeah, 30 minutes.
And she says, do not take naps after 2 p.m.
Oh,
no naps after 2 p.m.
She's not talking to us though.
She's talking to everybody.
No,
I'm taking a nap before 2 p.m.
Yeah.
If I take it after 2 p.m., my day is horribly wrong.
Okay, I'm gonna help you sleep on a plane. Now, do you like to sleep on a plane? When you take a flight, do you fall asleep?
If there are not, I will fall asleep easily.
Oh.
But if I can't watch a movie or a TV show, I'm forcing myself to go to
sleep.
You can't
hold my hand, you know, on a flight. Okay, then you're gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, also true.
Okay. Well, they say you gotta pick the right seat when you're trying to look at flights. Make sure to look for a seat that's not near the toilet. No one wants to sit near the toilet anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, they said don't pick a toilet seat. And also try to pick a seat that's in the same row as the wing.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
And they said it's likely to be the quietest area, and usually it's where the emergency exit is based.
Oh, so you get a little bit more leg room and everything?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't nap if I'm in the middle seat, though, because then my head just keeps dropping. I'm just like, boom.
Oh. Boom. Just lay like on this person's shoulder.
See, now I got to take a bus. You got me kicked off the flight. I'm on the no-fly list.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
We have to give a round of applause to Netflix.
Okay, Netflix.
Woo. Netflix is giving back because, you know, they've raised the prices over the last couple of months.
Yes.
They've taken away your ability to share passwords with other people. Well, now to say we're sorry, we're going to give you something back. They will let you customize your subtitles.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all they're
giving
back.
Okay, that's it. All yeah. Right. So, that's all right. That's something.
So as of right now, Netflix now allows you to choose from 3 different text sizes, small, medium, large, and you can choose from 4 color combinations. So there's the default white text that you already have.
Okay.
White text with a black background, black text with a white background, or yellow text with the black background.
All right, then you can play around with that.
They said, look, shut up.
Yeah.
We gave you something.
Number 2.
I'm going to tell this man to shut up because he's suing B-dubs because their boneless chicken wings are not chicken wings.
Oh, hell to the yes.
Yeah, he said that he thought that the boneless wings were like an actual chicken wing that was deboned and then breaded. And, you know, and fried.
Oh, so he wasn't super smart. Not the smartest
people. He said not just chunks of chicken. You know, molded into a certain shape and then, battered.
You show me a wing without a bone in it. You bring me a chicken.
So he is suing.
I want to see that. I support
false advertisement.
I will pay for his lawyer fees.
What?
I support this.
I can't do that. No.
I want to start a petition to ban boneless wings.
We know people that love the boneless wings. They're good. They're good stuff.
It's a chicken tender. It's a mashed up chicken tender.
So you're the guy. So we're talking about Antoine right now.
Antoine Wild Wings coming to a store near you.
Number 1.
Speaking of things that need to be renamed, shout out to Arizona and specifically the mayor of Glendale, Arizona. He announced yesterday, because I think we talked about this before. Glendale, Arizona is going to rename their city after Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Because she's going to be there in concert.
Uh-huh.
Well, he announced the name yesterday. It's going to be called Swift City.
Swift City.
From our dear friend Taylor Swift.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
And that could stick.
He says, and I quote, I want all Swifties, they are encouraged to share their smiles that can light up this whole town on all the social media platforms because the best people in life are free.
Oh.
That's also from a song of hers.
He did that. He did a good job, Swift City.
Swift City.
I like it.
And it has me thinking, if I had to give Roanoke a nickname or Lynchburg a nickname or Blacksburg, I don't know what I would give them, what I would change their name to.
Mm.
But I think that's something we need to think about.
Yes, let's
do it. And we need to revisit that. A nickname for Roanoke, a nickname for Lynchburg, a nickname for the NRV. Start texting in 52353, name in town. What would you rename it?
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
K92's ladies room, Monica and Antoine hanging out with Sarah this morning. Sarah, she says that her mom is hooking up with her exes.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I know I said.
Oh no, wait. Whose exes?
Sarah's exes.
Okay, so the mom's hooking up with Sarah's exes.
Sarah's exes, yes. And so she wants to know how to handle it because mom just won't stop. I guess she's just, you know, won't stop, can't stop.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
All right, Sarah. So tell us in your own words, what you got going on?
I mean, I need to know how to get it through my mom's head that she's wrong, like so wrong for dating my ex-boyfriend. It's like I'm in competition with her.
That's weird.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to jump right in and say this.
What?
It's your fault, Sarah. It's Sarah's fault.
No, it's not.
It's Sarah. It's your fault because you must have really great taste in men, at least according to your mom. If your mom's going to slide up on Steven or Sean.
You don't want him? Mama got you. No. Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry, because that does, like, there's other people out there to date. It does suck that she's latching on to your exes.
But the mom's already met him. She already knows.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Sarah. So how is this impacting the relationship between you and your mother?
Oh, I mean, it's not good. We've talked about this. I'm trying to tell her, like, it's weird, and she's being disrespectful, uh-huh. but she won't hear it. Like, she thinks there's absolutely nothing wrong with what she's doing.
Okay. So, I mean, when you date these guys, have they ever said, your mom, I just love the way she makes cakes. It just tastes so great. Like, have they ever, like, led on to the fact that they're really interested in your mother? Or?
No, I think she's making the move.
She's just, like, pushing up on them.
Yeah, so I dated this guy for like 2 months, didn't work out. My mom up and friends him on Facebook, and the next thing I know, the two of them are posted up downtown taking shots together.
They were just taking shots, you know.
So, well, communion. So some people call it communion in church.
Oh, man,
now,
I'm sorry.
Now, Sarah, for science purposes.
Science!
Is your mother attractive? How attractive is your mother on a scale of 1 to 10?
I mean, she's a good-looking woman for her age. She's like probably a 7 or 8.
Oh. Huh?
Hold on, Monica. Did you hear that shade?
For her age. That was some shade. We caught that.
That's rude and disrespectful.
Well, go ahead. You know what? Text in to 52353. What should Sarah do? How should she tell her mom to stop messing around with her exes?
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
We have Sarah in the K92 ladies room today. And Sarah, she's having issues with her mother. Her mother keeps mashing potatoes, hooking up with Sarah's ex-boyfriends.
I don't know if I want to say shame on mama or you go girl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, because people are texting in to 52353. One person said it's an ego boost for the mom. Let her have this. LOL.
Now, Megan has texted in to 52353 and says, other than your dad, of course, Sarah, does your mom have any exes that you may be attracted to?
Oh, no.
LOL just said.
Oh, no. We're going there.
What's good for the goose appears to be good for the gander. And you know why I love radio, Monica?
Mm-hmm.
It's because when people come on the radio and they want to share their stories, which we appreciate.
Yes, we love that you want to share with us.
Reach out to us or call 540-774-9236. You never know who is listening.
Right. And like Sarah, we have Sarah on talking about her mom. Of course, mom's sipping her coffee and she is listening. So we have Joanne now.
Good morning, Joanne.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing pretty good, Joanne. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome.
Sarah,
doing
you say
wonderful.
Sarah, you say good morning to your mom.
Morning, mom.
How you doing, honey?
Great, just great.
All right, so Joanne, tell us what's going on in that head of yours. Why are you hooking up with all of your daughter's ex-boyfriends?
Well, why not? Why not? I'm single, right? I'm single, I'm hot, and hey, they dig me.
What
can I say?
I would just like to point out, Joanne, that when you said they dig you, you kind of showed that you are Sarah's mom right now.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's coming back.
Come here, whippersnapper.
That is coming back. Okay, so mom, you hear Sarah. Your mom says, hey, I'm hot. I got it going on. They dig her, so. What? And they're single. Everyone's single.
I mean, she's insane. It's weird to want to date your daughter's exes.
Oh, come on. You know, you should be happy for me. I'm just out here trying to find love, too.
Now, Joanne.
Get on Farmers Only or something if you want to find love.
Now, Joanne, do you not think it's a little weird to be kissing the same man that your daughter kissed like a month or two ago? Is that not weird to you?
What difference does it make? If they've kissed her, they've kissed somebody else. I mean, really.
All right, I guess you know about the spit, that the prior spit, you know? So you'd be like, okay, I feel comfortable. That's my daughter's.
Chances are they shared an ice cream cone or something.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it doesn't sound like, Joanne, that you're going to stop, you know, if there's a connection with one of the exes.
Hey, like I said, I'm looking for love just like she is. So,
but it doesn't bother you that it's frustrating your daughter, in all seriousness, that Sarah's upset about this? That doesn't make a difference?
You know what? She needs to get over it. She needs to really get over it. She should be happy for me. It's very simple. She doesn't like him. She doesn't want the guy. So she dumped him. And you know what? I'm trying him out.
Okay. You know what? I think we will.
It's a shirt.
Yes. Well, Sarah, there's your answer. And y'all can continue to text it to 52353. Let's help someone out here on K92.
Your K92 morning thing is Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. We just finished trying to help out Sarah in the ladies' room today.
Yeah, because the drama with that. Sarah's mom, Joanne, she admitted, hey, I'm hooking up with my daughter's ex-boyfriends, and she clearly had no issue with it. Joanne, Sarah's mom, that is.
Joanne reminds me of that. I got to be sensitive of what I say.
Okay.
She reminds me of that older lady that you'll see, you know, like downtown after 5 or Salem after 5 or whatever, that's had a few too many Bud Lights and flirting with men that might be significantly younger than her. We're like, all right,
Nana, now.
You go over there and sit
Joanne,
down.
We dig you, but we
all
need
right.
you to sit.
go take your Metamucil. You guys texted in to 52353. Make sure you give name and town so we can shout you out. Are not on the side of Joanne.
Not at all. No. There's one text that was like, I think the daughter, Sarah, that is, just needs to stop bringing the boyfriend around.
Yeah. Mother's a predator. Oh. Sarah Christiansburg says, caller Sarah should be mortified and has every right to be. Her mother needs to grow up and learn to respect her child.
Mm-hmm,
somebody else says, poor Sarah. Her mom is being ridiculous. She needs to grow up. I'm curious the age difference between the mom and the boyfriends, but I'm sorry, Sarah. Your mother is not being a mom. She's being selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they can work it out somehow, some way. I don't know how you really fix that.
I don't know how you fix it either. You need to find out.
Boundaries.
Find out what your mom's type is and change your type. That's what you're going to have to do.
Not two, not three. You only get one for the rest of your life. What's your one on K92?
Allie in Rocky Mount, she already has the perfect birthday according to her.
Okay.
Because we want to know what's the best holiday to turn 21. Mm-hmm. And she texted in to 52353 saying, I turned 21 right before July 4th, 1999, and it was fantastic. Picnics, fireworks, and of course, legal beer.
Yeah, yeah.
July 4th's not a bad one.
It's not. And everyone's all together. You got the food, just, you know. Yeah, that's not a bad one, but I feel like for me.
What is it for you?
It would be St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, and why?
Because it's like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I go with this, but you tell me why.
I mean, everyone's dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah. Your favorite color better be green.
Yes, you're dressed up. And the energy is just St. Patrick's Day. I mean, downtown Roanoke, it's always like just great.
I did tell some of my friends, some of my DJ friends, that St. Patrick's Day is the easiest gig for a DJ.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody there, the energy is just so high, to your point, Monica.
Yes.
We can play literally any song,
uh-huh,
and people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, someone could be just standing there saying Duck, Duck, Goose over and over again. And they're like, yeah! Yeah, so it's good energy. And plus, it's Ava's birthday.
Oh,
when she turns 21, Mommy will be with her, you know, to celebrate.
She's going to move. She's going to move away. Aaron from Pulaski, he says he would like to be born on April 20th. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say
about
that. I mean, I guess it's legal.
It is.
Yeah. It's marijuana day. Mm-hmm. Haley from Rocky Mount, she thinks that she would like to turn 21 on New Year's Eve. I say New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Because when the ball drops, you want it to be officially your birthday. In my opinion, if I had to pick. But I think the correct answer to this question is Halloween.
Really?
I think it's Halloween. Because if I'm not mistaken, nowadays people love to get dressed up for their 21st.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody's already dressed up in whatever costume. You could be Harley Quinn. You could be Captain America. Whoever you want to be.
Okay.
You're going to have the party, multiple parties to go to.
Oh, yeah. You got
Halloween.
A whole weekend. Yeah.
The whole weekend.
That's not a bad one.
I think Halloween's good. I think that's the correct answer. But keep texting in 52353, name in town, or call in 540-774-9236. If you had your 21st on a holiday, what holiday was it and how did that go for you?
Not two, not three. You only get one for the rest of your life. What's your one on K92?
I like some of the answers that are coming in to 52353, Monica, because we want to know if you get to pick a holiday for your 21st birthday to be on, which holiday would you pick? And I say I like some because there are some holes in other ones.
Oh.
So, for example, Heather in Dublin and Grace in Salem, they both say Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, that's a good one.
That is it? Because Cinco de Mayo, what are you going to have a lot to drink?
Margaritas and
a lot of tequila, right? Is Cinco de Mayo a nationally observed holiday? You might have to go to work on Cinco de Ses.
Well, yes.
Okay. Cinco de Ses.
Well, we can declare it a holiday that you celebrated up, and I think that's a good one. That's a good one.
We have a big Star Wars fan. They say Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. They would like to turn 21, like lightsabers and...
Yeah, you can fill a saber up with whatever liquor and drink out of it, I guess.
Can you feel Monica's love for Star Wars?
Is that awful?
As she talks about this. Let's see. Brittany in Roanoke says St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Somebody says that their son's birthday is already December 31st. So he will have a party every year that he wants. And at 21, I'm sure that he's going to throw down.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it. Yeah.
I'm a little selfish. I don't want to celebrate my birthday with other birthdays. So that's why July 4th is out for me.
Really?
I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to share my birthday with America.
What?
Get your own day.
No, but I mean, and yeah, I think right now yours with Halloween.
Halloween has to be the best answer. Christmas is the worst answer.
Yeah, Christmas
is the worst answer.
Whenever I talk to someone, their birthday's like on Christmas. I know a few people. They're like, oh, you know, everyone's celebrating already.
Yeah,
so like you just kind of fall into the mix.
And everybody's already getting presents.
Uh-huh.
We're already opening things together. Hey. My gift might be better than yours. You're celebrating two things. Keep texting in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Your 21st birthday is on any holiday. Which holiday are you going to pick? Antoine Terrell, Monica Brosia, K92 Morning Thing. Thank you so much for being a part of our morning and allowing us to be a part of yours. And I will admit, my Spanish is a little rusty.
Okay, yeah, it's all right. Because
we were talking about which holiday would you pick for your 21st birthday. If you could pick any holiday, and somebody texted in Cinco de Mayo and even got a text in to 52353 saying that I turned 21 on Cinco de Mayo and I got a lot of free tequila.
Yes.
All right, I get
all the tequila.
Ooh, but my pushback is that you still have to go to work the next day.
Uh-huh.
You don't get the day off. And I said that your birthday needs to be on, I was like, you still have to go to work on Cinco de Seis.
Oh, yes.
Somebody pointed out that if you translate Cinco de Seis, it does not say May 6th. It says five of six.
Five of six.
Listen.
But you know what?
Shout out to Miss Lipscomb.
We got you. We know what you're talking about, though.
Wanda Lipscomb. She was my high school Spanish teacher. I took 3 years.
She said, don't shout me out.
Shout out high school.
She said, I taught him the right way.
Cinco de Seis. Julian Roanoke, she's thinking outside of the box because her birthday is on May 28th.
Okay,
so
May 28th.
When she turns 21, she gets a four-day weekend. It's Memorial Day. People can go out of town for her 21st. They can go to Vegas and have to take a day off from work.
But then if she's just standing there and everyone's like, we're out of town, away from you.
We're doing
other
family.
Stuff. Yeah, like, we're like...
Oh, that's true, too, Monica.
So we got to get together for your birthday, but we're off, too.
So we feel Halloween is the best?
Halloween.
Are we sure? I feel good.
It was
with Halloween.
Between Halloween and St. Patty's Day and Halloween.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day is a close number two, but keep texting in. And I promise my Spanish is going to get better.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List, number three.
Congratulations to Lindsay Lohan. She is preggo, expecting her first baby.
I used to have a crush on Lindsay.
She's still cute.
I mean, I know.
She had a Christmas special on Netflix. I watched that.
Did you?
I laughed once, I think.
I chuckled a single time.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I wasn't mad at it.
Congratulations to her.
Number two.
Kids, get ready for Lunchables in school. Yeah.
Wait, what?
They said Lunchables, they're working on being more nutritious. And maybe that there's a possibility that they will start serving Lunchables at school, in the school cafeterias.
I hope they're free.
What?
No, so I don't want to get on my soapbox right now, but the fact that kids have to pay for school lunch is something that we need to address as a country.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to give me this delicious Lunchable with a Capri Sun and a Snickers bar?
Yeah, right now they're looking at the Lunchables, the extra cheesy pizza. They're looking at that one as well as the turkey and cheddar cracker stackers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'll take that. I like this. More choices for the children.
Number one.
Now, you went to see Creed 3.
Yes, it is.
And you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it as well. Went with a friend.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. He had things to say about it. I think you may disagree. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, Tessa Thompson in the movie, she confessed that she's never had a hamburger and recently tried an egg. And I thought about you.
What has she been eating her entire life?
Right.
How do you not have a hamburger and just now try an egg for the first time?
She said just now tried an egg and it was good. She's never had a hamburger.
Okay. Well, teach their own.
So do you dislike now because is that like kind of?
No, that's more hamburgers that I get to eat. I'm fine. I'm fine not sharing a hamburger. But shout out to Tessa Thompson. She did an amazing job in that movie. And to your point, Creed 3 is one of my favorite movies of the year so far. I saw Scream 6 yesterday, which was also good. But Creed 3 is still leading in the clubhouse. I was called out, Monica.
Uh-huh.
I was called out this weekend at the K92 Shamrock Bash for what I had a friend, ex-coworker, saved as in my phone.
All right.
All right, because I'm DJing, and my coworkers, him and his wife, they both came up to me. And they're like, oh, Antoine, I haven't seen you forever. Let's exchange numbers, catch up. I said, all right, cool. And I just handed them my phone. I handed the husband my phone first, and I said, hey, put your number in there and make sure you save it. And he puts his number, and he goes, oh, it's already in here. It says Ryan, last name. I like to put first and last names in my phone.
Oh, okay, you do. Okay.
All right, I was like, all right, give the phone to your wife and double check to make sure her number's in there, and then I'll send a group text. She gets the phone. She puts her number in there, and she looks up at me, and she goes, really, Antoine? Really? And I'm like, what? And she shows it to me. I have her saved in my phone as hyphen. The word hyphen.
Okay.
H-Y-P-H-E-N. And it's because she has a hyphenated last name.
Yes.
And I was not about to spend all the time typing all that in
there. So it's just hyphen.
So I just put hyphen.
And you know who it is?
Yeah, I know exactly who it is.
So I think it works.
What's the weirdest contact name that you have in your phone? Or one of the weirdest?
Okay, well, I have one person that was labeled as don't ever answer the phone for him.
I have one of those. I don't know who it is anymore, but I have one of those.
Yeah, I have that one. I have another friend. Ty, the inspirational healer.
See? And you know what you're going to get from him.
Yes, so I have that. I know some people that like to label their exes in their phone.
Yeah.
And one person's like, the X-Files.
The X-Files, that's clever.
Yes, yes. So, ex-husband.
Alexis Jarvis in Rocky Mount. I have a friend in my phone as Burnt Chicken Nuggets because she got drunk one night and forgot she had chicken in the oven. And you know what happened.
Yep.
Let's see. My best friend's name in my phone is Chacho. It's short for the B word, Chacho, which is a combo of the B word plus Nacho. We bonded in high school over the fact that these were both our favorite words. That's from Kay Lynchburg. Yep.
It makes you wonder, like, what are you saved as
in
other folks' phones? Because I know I had one friend save me as Big Booty Judy. And I said, all right,
And I feel like that would be applicable for a reason. I was looking at my phone just now.
Yeah.
And the three top weird names, I have Carp. C-A-R-P.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember this guy, we all went out to eat, and when he was eating his food, he opened his mouth like a carp fish. And so I just saved him my phone.
That's
as carp.
No good.
I have Sharky's bartender. I have no clue which bartender that is.
Uh-huh.
And then I have Iowa, because one of my friends, he was the only person I ever met from the state of Iowa. So
well, there you go. There
I have no clue what his name is right now, though, because all I have is Iowa. That's all it is, Iowa. Keep texting in 52353, name in town, or call in 540-774-9236. Who is the weirdest contact in your phone, and how did they get that name? Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Thank you so much for playing along, because without you texting in to 52353, name in town, it'd just be Monica and I.
Just us.
But
just
we don't want
chatting.
That. We want more company.
I actually want some of our friends to text in and let us know what they have saved in. Saving their phone as.
I don't know if I want that. We're talking about.
Well, I want to know what you're saying.
The craziest phone contact you have in your phone or what you have people saved as. Monica for some reason, wants people know. To let us know what they have us saved. I don't.
I need to come up with a new name for you on my phone, too.
Because what if you find out that somebody, they don't even have you saved in their phone? You're just a phone number when you pop up.
I'm just going to give the puss in boots eyes.
That'd be hurt.
I'm hurt.
We have a text in to 52353. I have my mother listed as birth giver.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's accurate.
Yeah, mine's Trigger.
You know who it is.
Like, yes, mom.
But you call her Trigger.
Yeah, I call her Trigger.
I want to know if this person calls their mom birth giver.
Birth giver.
Hey, no, that's my birth giver over there. Let's see. Taylor from Parisburg. I just looked at my phone and I have a contact saved as annoying and annoying number two. No idea who they are. Must be guys who annoyed me.
I was say, pass the phone numbers to us so we can call. And he'd be like, you know what, girl? Good job. Hey. Good job on that name right there.
Taylor, text it. Text that phone number. We might call them. We might actually call them to see what they say. We might get cursed out. Brittany from Rocky Mount. I have a contact in my phone that is punk B word. A lot of curse words in these phones. Mm-hmm. Punk B word. It's actually a really good friend of mine, but sometimes... They must act like a punk B-word.
Oh, no.
Caleb and Wasina, my ex is saved in my phone as Oompa Loompa.
There you go. I think, gotta name the ex in your phone.
I think exes in the phone might be the most creative. Keep texting at 52353, name in town, or call in 540-774-9236.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. It's your K92 Morning Thing. Still a little bit chilly outside.
A little bit.
31 in Roanoke. 33 in Lynchburg. 28.
Put some Vaseline on your lips. And they'll dry up and crack off.
I don't like being older than the temperature. I'm going to put that out there. But we want to blow your mind right now.
The world is crazy, right? Someone stole a circumcision ambulance.
Now, is that a special kind of ambulance?
It is.
Are there ambulances just for circumcisions?
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a home service. Mark on that one.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
The ambulance was worth $45,000, but these thieves, they jumped in there and took off with all the gear, things that you need.
Right, right.
So, you know, yeah.
Is this going to be a movie that Denzel Washington is going to stay
in? I can see it happening.
He's going to star in.
Training Day 2.
John Wick, Keanu Reeves. Like, hey, you know, sometimes you just got to cut it up where you can.
Oh,
all right. I have an angry zebra.
Uh-huh.
An angry zebra. So there was a story that came out about a zebra in Ohio that ripped its owner's arm off.
You know what? It's about time for, you know, zebras to say, hey, we're here. And we're tired of the crap. I don't know what crap they're facing.
I don't either. Well, on Sunday, a large male zebra attacked 72-year-old Ronnie Clifton in a field. He owns a farm with a couple of zebras in it, so it wasn't just like a random zebra.
Mm.
It was Ronnie's zebra. One report saying that the zebra was being overly protective of some female zebras that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Police showed up, and sadly, they had to put the zebra down after it got too close to the police officers. And Ronnie's family. They tried to scare it off, but a spokesman said that they made a split-second decision to put it down. Here's a little bit more details about the zebra.
Is there a way for you to keep him back? We're trying not to shoot him, but...
They said as long as you don't turn your head.
Like, don't you...
Don't turn your head.
Keep looking at it?
Yeah. Don't turn your head.
Okay.
That was them doing everything in their power. And unfortunately, I am not mature enough for this kind of conversation. So
all
I can think about is Chris Rock as the zebra in Madagascar.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
And I'm not rooting for the zebra.
Gosh.
I know it's wrong. Blame Chris Rock.
We all could use some good news. Here's K92's good news stories of the day.
Your K92 Morning Thing. We want you to text in right now, 52353, name in town, and share your good news with us over here at K92. Because Monica, she's feeling good this St. Patty's Day week.
I am, because I'm going to have a 15-year-old on St. Patty's Day. I know, it's crazy. Because a lot of people have listened. They remember when I was pregnant with Ava.
Right, right.
And all that. Now she's turning 15. On St. Patty's Day.
And she gets a St. Patty's Day birthday.
Yeah. So I said, we got to celebrate it up. I texted her this morning and talked to her. I'm like, this is birthday week. So I'm that person. If you don't celebrate your birthday, I'm going to have you celebrate anyway, you know, somehow, some way.
We have the beginning of any plans for her birthday?
Well, it's cake. Lots of cake already.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and wearing of the green.
So, right now.
It's simple.
Monica, you haven't really planned anything special right now.
I've been kind of throwing out ideas. And she's turning 15. So, you know, at that age, you really just want to be with your friends. You have a whole idea 100%. Of what you want.
Yeah.
And I said, so they don't really want, you know, mommy to plan, you know.
They don't want you to be there. You could pay for it.
Yeah, I could pay for it, but they don't want to hang out with me exactly. That's okay.
I mean.
So I'm throwing out ideas.
I've hung out with you too. So, I mean, I feel like I understand.
Right.
I understand. Like, you know what? It's great. Overrated experience. No, I'll just play it. Yeah, but text in 52353, name and town. If you have any good news that you want to share with us, we want to shout it out. Let's see. Oh, they're just reading some text messages that came in earlier about phone contacts.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get to those in a second. But my good news story, I have a 911 dispatcher in Florida who is being praised for helping save a baby that fell in a pool all over the phone. So what I have for you right here is the 911 call. They released it. The sheriff released it. So here's the 911 call.
911, where is your emergency? Okay, get the baby out. Stay on the line with me. Stay on the line. Get the baby out of the water. Okay, is the baby breathing?
No, she's not.
Okay, is anyone there trained in CPR?
No, we're not.
Okay. They're on the way. I'm going to tell you what to do, okay? Turn her on her side. We want any water to drain out if she got any in there, okay? Put the baby flat on her back. I want you to take one hand, place it on the center of her chest between the nipples, and to press down to a depth of 1 inch, okay? We're going to do 30 compressions.
And they did 30 compressions, and the baby is expected to make a full recovery.
Yes.
And I just want to take this time to shout out all the 911 dispatchers. Because when we think of emergency services, we think about the people that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
We think about the people that, you know, stops the crime, saves the life, et cetera, et cetera. The 911 dispatchers.
Yes.
They are just, if not more important, because they're the ones that have to deliver the message.
They do. And they have to be cool, calm, and, you know.
I would have been freaking out right there.
I know. Can you imagine talking to me? I'm like, oh, my God.
No, we could not. Right, but, yeah, so shout out to all the dispatchers out there. Text in 52353. We can shout you out. Or if you want to share some good news, call in 540-774-9236. Let's get to know Monica a little better.
Oh.
So K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. We're going to play a game of this or that.
Okay.
All right. It's easy, simple. Give you two choices.
Uh-oh.
You're just going to pick one of the two choices.
All right.
You know, I go easy on you, unlike when you're in charge.
I go easy all the time,
You make it stressful. All right, here we go. First one, minivan or mini coupe?
I'm taking a minivan.
The minivans nowadays, like, they're all special and jazzed out and everything.
Yeah. I'm going a minivan.
But you're still driving a minivan.
Yeah, but the mini coupe, it's just too small for me. I don't want that.
It's too small for you. I feel like it fits you perfectly.
No. I told you, I said if I could drive a tractor trailer to work, I sure would. I'm aware of that,
but you could drive a Hot Wheel. And that's what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't want them. Okay.
All right. You have to go on this kind of trip. Either a cruise, like a 5-day cruise.
Okay.
Or a road trip across the country by yourself.
By myself. Okay.
You get a cruise with all your best friends or a road trip across the country by yourself. And in case you didn't know, Monica hates cruises. She is against the cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, though. But I shouldn't, you know.
That hasn't stopped you from hating something before.
Well, okay. I've heard a lot of bad, but I heard some good about a cruise. But I'm going to take a cruise. All my friends, so we all get the sickness, you know, then we all get the sickness.
You all
so we
can laugh about it.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be a basketball referee or a taste tester for the new Three Musketeers bars?
Now, this is difficult.
Yeah, and a basketball referee, you'd have to referee like an AAU tournament. Okay. So it'd be like 6 games in one day.
6 games?
Yep.
Or I got to eat the
nougat. You're a taste tester for all the nougat. The good
for
things
all the nougat.
All
right, well, I will suck it up and I'll just have the nougat.
Okay. All right, you have a meeting today. Would you rather it be in person or over Zoom?
Zoom.
Oh, see, I want it in person. Why do you want it on Zoom?
We can mute. My camera went out.
I just like the meeting that's more productive and the energy's better in person. All right, the last one. If I gave you some wood, hammers, nails, all of that right now, would you build a better birdhouse or doghouse? Like right now, which one could you build better? Which one would look better?
I think my doghouse will look better.
I think your doghouse would look better too, actually.
Yeah, I think I could build a doghouse. I'll be all right with that.
I feel, and maybe
come on,
this,
Snoop.
Maybe this is how we feel about dogs, but I don't feel like they need much. But a birdhouse has to be intricate. The hole has to be small and all of that. A doghouse.
Were you following me yesterday? Because I was thinking about a birdhouse.
Monica, the last place that I want to be is in your head.
Oh, you okay? Because I was out and about, and I was thinking about maybe I could build a birdhouse. I really did think about it, and I looked at some bird feed and stuff, and I put it back.
Well, I think you should do that because going down March 24th through the 26th at the Salem Civic Center is the Roanoke Regional Home Builders Association Home Show.
They're talking to me.
There you go, Monica. You can get there.
Yeah, because we had a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the home show.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you text in to 52353? Just text the word home and texter 19. You'll get those tickets to the home show from K92.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.